Quinn a couple of good defensive games. You're starting to see the culture you want to see here, and when you have, I guess, production like this or defensive games like this, is it easier to kind of sell your guys on the benefits of playing like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think whatever salesmanship is, you know, I'd like to think we're beyond that, you know, where guys understand. It's trying to build an identity. And, you know, it's not, you don't get to just wake up and say, I want to do. It's, you know, a long haul. It's 1,000 little decisions to put yourself in a position where you're capable. And we've made it. Guys are working. It's really just all it comes down to. It's nothing special. And we're trying to teach them, and they're listening, and they're trying to apply themselves.
How much of a net is, I mean, Rudy right now kind of casting a net around the basket. How much of an impact does that have on the entire defense and not just the interior D?
Well, Rudy's been very good, and it has an impact. I think, you know, we it's more than Rudy. You know, Rudy's, and I'm taking nothing away from Rudy's presence and his impact. It's significant. But Dante Exum, you know, was terrific in pick and roll defense. Terrific. You know, Elijah. You know, Gordon had a stunt tonight that was, you know, sounds like a, you know, wow, a stunt. But it was a big play and a timely play because it took away a 3-point shot. And so I think, you know, Trey's working harder on, you know, everybody's trying to do their part. And, you know, when you get that, you know, it's no one player. I think when someone is protecting you, it gives you even more energy, responsibility, and kind of a sense of duty to do your job. And that's all it is. Everybody's just doing their job.
Quinn, to have two wins over a team whose playing style you want to emulate, how would you describe the significance of that?
Well, you know, the first time we played them, Tony Parker wasn't playing. And then, you know, we got manhandled down there. So I don't, you know, it's a game. You know, we played hard. You know, they're the world champions. And, you know, there's, you know, I have so much respect for everyone, you know, whether it obviously Pop and their players. And so, our guys just tried to come out and play hard. And sometimes you play well. And we played well tonight.
Wanted to ask you about Trey Burke's game tonight. Both offensively, it seems like his mid-range game is coming together, and then you always talk about his defense as well. What did you think about both sides tonight?
Well, the defense I kind of hit on. You know, the biggest thing for me with him defensively is being up, you know, challenging his man, kind of taking that, and then competing after he gets screened in pick and roll, trying to fight to get back in a play. So, but he's been working daily, very, very hard on, you know, his in-between game, you know, his finishing. And he's very skilled and he's talented, you know, so he picks things up quickly. Sometimes just having a chance to be taught, you know, and it's something that you know, myself and our staff and enjoy. You know, that's the player development component of what we're trying to build. And for Trey, you're seeing it both in his intensity defensively, which is something we just got to keep demanding of him, but his skill level. I mean, he's very skilled, but there's a part of his game that he's adding that it really helps his decision-making is what happens. And he'll get even better at that, finding people. People are going to start playing him even more, and then he's going to end up having to pass. But he's very, very efficient tonight. You know, I just have so much confidence. The last time we played them, he had a poor game. And I think he was ready to go. He watched some film, and, you know, when they switched against him, he had a better idea what to do, and he was, you know, he was confident.
As a team, you forced 22 turnovers, and they led to 17 points. Do you feel like the team's really taken a step forward in that area of defense and creating turnovers, and not only creating turnovers but doing consistently through four quarters?
Well, I think the thing for us is just to try to be process oriented, you know. And if turnovers are the result of good activity on defense, then, and largely, you know, that can be the case. Sometimes, you know, the other team, sometimes you're not able to force as many. You know, we want to deflect balls. I mean, it's just, it's really part of a process of us figuring out, you know, what's the best way for us to play. You know, and it's almost like, you know, knowing who you are, and that's been something that has, you know, we've embraced. And clearly it's you know, it's the way I would like to see our team play.
Coach, you have D-League players on this roster. You have two rookies starting. You have a lot of change in the roster, all the injuries. On top of that, you ended up with a recent trade. How can you best describe the way this team's been able to build the type of synergy that they are playing with lately?
I think that it's actually not that complicated. I think everybody invests. And, you know, the first day we've talked about being unselfish and, you know, making it obvious based on your actions. It's easy to just say, and I think they've invested in the group. And they've worked, you know. I mean, you can ask them. I mean, I wear them out with tape. But it's a teaching process, and that's been important. Sometimes we, you know, your legs get tired, but we practice too. I mean, our shoot-arounds are – so they've all invested. And so when you invest like that, you're committed. And that's, you know, no matter who it is, that's, I think, what – you know, that's what they've tried to do.
Two games in a row now where you have great defensive games, maybe middling offensive performances. Do you look at that and say, you know, you're just playing great defenses, or are you still looking for more on the offensive side of the ball, especially with playmaking? I mean, I believe both games you didn't have anyone with more than 3 assists.
Sometimes I think that's attributable to shots. You know, I felt like tonight we were actually solid offensively. You know, we just had you know, there were a number of shots. You know, Gordon had some shots that he usually makes. There were a couple. You know, Fave had some baskets around the rim that he usually makes. And but I mean, I would, you know, I would like for us to be efficient offensively. And I think, you know, part of that is who, you know, we're playing a really good defensive team. You know, that so. I think it's a little bit of both, I guess. But I think, you know, a lot of it, too, is when we hit a few shots. And as long as we're getting open shots, actually, I'm pretty happy, as long as we're getting good shots.